This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, members of the International Olympic Committee are visiting Canada to make sure everything's on track for the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. One issue that may come up is ski jumping. Ski jumping events are the only ones in the Winter Olympics that still have no women. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, some ski jumpers are making a last-ditch effort to change that.
Carla Keck is an American pioneer of women's ski jumping. She goes to a lot of competitions, and she says some clubs have more girls than boys out on the jumps.
And every one of those little girls wants to be in the Olympics.
Keck is working hard to make that possible. All her life, she's been promoting women's ski jumping, a sport where women speed down a steep ramp and then launch into the air, flying the length of a football field. And a couple of years ago, Keck and other jumpers got some good news. The sport's governing body, the International Ski Federation, recommended that women's ski jumping be included in the 2010 Olympic Games.
It was really exciting, but there was something inside of me that wouldn't allow me to believe it.
After all, she'd hoped women's ski jumping would be added to the 2002 Olympics, then 2006, but it just didn't happen. So she was prepared when the International Olympic Committee rejected the recommendation for 2010. IOC officials say it wasn't that they didn't want women.
There's been certainly a degree of misunderstanding as to the reasons why the decision was taken. There have been a number of people understanding that it's to do with discrimination, and that is misplaced and misguided.
Giselle Davis is a spokesperson for the International Olympic Committee. She says women's ski jumping was one of six proposed new events that didn't make the cut. A key obstacle for women's ski jumping? She says too few competitors from too few countries.
For 2010, it's too soon. The technical level is not where it needs to be for Olympic competition at a global level.
But some people just don't buy that argument, including Anita DeFrance, a former Olympic rower who now heads the IOC's Women and Sport Commission.
There are at least 16 or 18 countries that have women ski jumpers. There are over 100 women who are licensed ski jumpers in the world and active, and that seems like a pretty good showing, especially for an Olympic winter sport.
That argument is being echoed in Canada. Some parents of Canadian jumpers are outraged that their taxpayer money has gone to build Olympic ski jumps that are off limits to their daughters.
In Canada, we're under the impression that women can do anything that men can do.
Sarah Lynch just can't believe that her 17-year-old daughter, Zoya, a top jumper, won't be able to go for the gold in her own country.
All we need is for the IOC to reverse their decision and recognize that, you know, in 2008, this is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable in Canada, anyways.
To try and force the issue, one jumper's family made a complaint to Canada's Human Rights Commission, and the result was a recent settlement with the Canadian government. It promised to raise the issue with the IOC, and that could happen this week when top Olympic officials visit Vancouver. Those officials will also be met by billboards out by the airport and next to the city's Olympic offices. The big signs say, "Let Women Ski Jump." The signs were organized by a nonprofit called Women's Ski Jumping USA. The group is run by a former mayor of Salt Lake City, Dee Dee Corradini. She thinks an American could win a medal in 2010 if the women could compete.
This is a sport that's been around since 1924. The venue is there. All we're asking for is one simple event on the normal hill.
Corradini knows the IOC from her work on the 2002 Olympics. She thinks it isn't too late for the IOC to change its mind. But the IOC spokesperson says they've already made their decision, at least for 2010. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.